parsha begins with the din of Shabbos, and the Gemara and the Yerushalmi both comment that from the opening pasuk, different tanoim darshan that there are 39 of us malachas. The Mishnah says there are 39 malachas, but it doesn't say how you derive this. And the Gemara in the first draft from Rava Kama, as well as in other places, and Shabbos says, how did the tanoim determine what's an av malach and what's a kovara? Whatever hachta have the Mishnah Hashiva, korolei av. Hachta loy have the Mishnah Hashiva, korolei tovara. Whatever was in the Mishkan is labeled as enough, so you can figure out on your own that there were 39 of us malachas. Just calculate, and the Rishonim work it out. The Sefer Yireim and other Rishonim work it out exactly to show you what was in the Mishkan or what the Av Malach is. And other Tanraim say no, that if you'll just figure it out on your own, you may come up with more or less than 39 of us malachas, and it's the crucial number. We want to know, are there really 39 of us malachas, and maybe some of them should be combined together under one heading, maybe some of them should be split up under several headings. It's crucial to know that Yechayv 39 chatois, that there's a chiluk malachas l'shabbos. If you did all the malachas behalam echot, you'll be chayv so many chatois in accordance to what the number of others malachas there are. So if you just figure out on your own, you may guess wrong, you may categorize, you may classify wrong. So that's why some Tanoim darshan that it must be a postik. So what is the mocker? So there are different occurrences. So some Tanoim said the mocker is, so Gemara Shabbos, Eila hadvarim asher tziva Hashem lasoy soy son. Eila the gematria, Aleph Lamed Hay is 36, and Dvarim is Mir Brachim Shnaim is 2, is 37, 38, and Hay Haidiyah hadvarim, Dvarim, hadvarim is 39. That's what one Tana says in the Gemara. So the Yeshua has a comment, that's a drasha there, I assume. You learn how to think from a gematria. The Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, the gematria also is paparoi lachokma, means that it's not the midrash atonei dreshes b'hem. And the Rambam writes like that in the Pirush HaMishnayis in the first parak in Nazir. The Mishnah says tam nazir shloshim yom. So the Gemara says one drasha is that you learn it from kodesh yir gadol peres arosh yir b'gematria tlosin haben. So the Rambam writes there that that's only an asmach. That gematrios is not really a mocker. It's not for the midrash atar and the drash respect. So to darshan af in the word eila hadvarim, aleph lamed hey, Yerushalmi has another drasha eila alone without hadvarim, because even though it says aleph lamed hey, lelunu rabbanon midrash hey ches and ches hey. So you read it as if it's written aleph lamed ches. So that's 39 already. You already have 39. The other Tana says no, eila is 36. Let's be honest about it. Eidl is 36. Dvarim Hadvarim is another 3 that makes it into 39. So the whole thing is an Asmachta. That's what the Tenshu is. The whole thing in Asmachta. So you have to have a real Drosh Gemura there, right? So what's a Drosh Gemura? So the Gemara says there are other Tanoim Mudarshin like this, that you add up every time that it says Malacha in the Torah. That's a Drosh Gemura. From the beginning of Bereishis till the end of Dvarim, you add up every time it says the word Malacha. Another opinion that poses a lot of problems, it says the Tzant of Amishnais, right? There are more than 39. So he gives you a klal, and then Achranim asks, now it's too little. Like the Chassidish Rebbe said that Kugel Bigamachi is Shabbat. So he said it's not correct. So he said you have another Kugel. So he said it's still not enough. So he had a third Kugel. So it's too much. He said, so you cut off a piece of it. So I was like, so that's the problem over here. That the Gemara is already a drasha Gemara there. I said, this is not an asmachta. This is not a parperot lachokma. The Gemara has like that in the first parak in Sanhedrin on Davdala. The Gemara has karnas, karnas, karnos. How do you know how many zrikas he give on the mizbeach by a korban chatos? So bisham and bisil have a machlekas. How much is the yikuvah? And everything is based on how many times the word karen appears in the pasuk in the chumash. And sukkah, basukas, 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 how many defanis you need for a sukkah? The Gemara says you add up how many times the word sukkah appears in the parsha of sukkah. How many hadas you need? It says, anaf eitzavis, the word appears 3 times, but that's saying, no, you need 3 hadas according to one time. The other time says, all you need is one. But the kiva holds, one hadas, one arava, one bulda, one esrik, one god in heaven. Everything is one, you don't need so many. That's what the Rav used to say. There's so much alpikabole, why it's 7, why there are 3 hadasim and 2 arovas and 1 esrig and 1 lulav. So why it's 7 alpikabole, everything represents something from the other spheres. And Rav Soloveitchik used to say, where Rav Akiva was the biggest Talmud Kugel among the Tanaim, he's the one that says 1. 1 esrig, 1 lulav, 1 hadas, 1 arova. So it must be a different mahalach alpikabole. Anyway, this is considered the drasha gemurah there, I said, that you add up every time it says the word malacha. The only thing is, it's a big problem, it's a big issue. There are different suggestions. Rav Mendel Kasha has in his big fat sefer, Divrei Menachem, Hilchas Shabbos, long arichas and as to the different shitas in Rishonim and Achrayim about exactly how you add up the word malachas. Because it is kasha that Tesis Yontif. Tesis Yontif is there too many. And then the suggestion that he made is not always gehal. That you say a nine at the end of Erevin has a whole chintus, but he has the kasha that Tesis Yontif's suggestion is not always gehal. It's not correct. So there are different suggestions how to work it out. There's another day in the Rishalmi that you don't add up every time from the beginning of Bereshit till the end of Dvarim, every time the word Malacha appears. And the Gemara has a topic about the Pasuk. When Yosef came, Vayav HaBaisa Lassus Malachtoi. So the Gemara has a topic about that Pasuk, whether that's included or not. Malachtoi. Whether that's one of the 39 or it's not one of the 39. So you see you're adding up in the beginning of Bereshit till the end of Dvarim. The other Mandom in the Yerushalmi says, no, you only add up, you learn out from the Mishkan. So you only add up from the Mishkan. It says 39 times Malacha by the Mishkan. One time it says 39 times in the whole Chumash, one time it says 39 times by the Mishkan. So obviously there's a discrepancy. So the Mefarshim and the Yerushalmi say, no, if you're adding up 39 times by the Mishkan, so you even count Avodah, not only Malacha. If you're adding up from the beginning of Bereshit till the end of Dom, you only add up those Pesukim where it says Malacha. Malacha, Malacha is Malachto. Echalakim is called Malachto, and Shri. At that, even though it's the Rebbeinu Shlom doing Malacha, whoever is doing Malacha, Yosef, the Rebbeinu Shlom, Moshe, whoever is doing Malacha, you add it up. But if you say you only add up those that are written by the Mishkan, then you add up Maaseh Choshev, you add up Maaseh Rokein, what else? Maaseh Oreg, Avodah. Every time it says that they did something, Vayichtov, Pituche Choysom, every time there's a verb, so the 39 verbs by the Mishkan Guf. And the Gemara holds that that's a drasha Gemara Deraisa. The Tanoim saw that that's a drasha. Different Tanoim felt that these were drashas Gemara Deraisa. Anyway, that is the halacha, that there are 39 malachas, and there's an institution of chiluk malachas l'shabbat, that if somebody violates all of the 39 malachas l'shegig, you have to bring 39 chatoras. Many times in the Chumash it says, Teshisham teyosa malacha. Malacha should be done, implying that on Shabbos malacha should not be done, sounding like even by itself malacha should not be done. It implies that Amir Liakim is awesome in Atayram. The Kasha, the Ramban is more of that. How can it be? Amir Liakim, the Mechilta Darshan's on the Fuzzle. Teshisham teyosa malacha, the malacha may be done on Shabbos, and implies the malacha may not be done, even if you're not doing it, you're dying. Sounds like Amir Liakim is there, right? So how can it be? The Gemara has cooled us in Amir Liakim. You see that Amir Liakim is only the Rabban? Sometimes it says Sheshitzamim Taseh Malach Techa. It doesn't always say Teyosa. Many times it says Teyosa, and sometimes it says Sheshitzamim Taseh Malach Techa. Someone points out, in the Sefer Pnimi Bikurim, he points out, you got to check to see if this is correct. He says it's consistent throughout the Chumash that every time it says Sheshis Yamim Taaseh Malach Techa, you shouldn't do Malacha, then it says V'yamashvi Shabbos. It doesn't say Shabbos Shabbos. And whenever it says Sheshis Yamim Teyasa Malacha, then it says Shabbos Shabbos. What's the relationship between the two? So he suggests, based on the Gemara Brachas on Daf Lamed Hei Mevayis, the Gemara says there's a contradiction between two Pesukim. One Pasuk says V'yasabta D'ganecha V'sirosh V'yitzarecha, you're going to have to do the work yourself. Another pasuk says you're going to sit and learn all day and all night. So when is the guy going to do malacha? So it's understood. If zocha malach the nasasaydechem, if lo zocha, he has to do the malacha himself. So that's what one of the gedolim suggested. When the pasuk is referring to teyosa malacha, means the malacha will be done by the acherim. So obviously it's speaking about a situation of zocha, the malach the nasasaydechem. In a situation of zocha, what is the person doing all week long? He's learning. He's learning all day and all night, and malachta not like dechem. Then when it comes Shabbos, it's going to be a real top-notch Shabbos. Then it's going to be Shabbos Shabbos, something super duper. But if it's loizocha, and the guy he works for a living, he does sheish tamim tasa malachta, he has to do it himself, then Shabbos is Shabbos. It's not going to be a super duper Shabbos. For those who are zeche, and they learn Torah all week long, then Shabbos is something special. And the same statement in the Pnimi Karim. The Pnimi Karim is a likut of Verbach on all the parshiyos. Each one is sharper than the other one. So he has another sharp comment on this pasuk that sometimes it says in the Chumash Shabbos should be kodesh tia lachem, and sometimes it says kodesh lachem, Shabbos lachem. So when is it described as lachem? When is it described as lachem? have to look to see if this is always gehalten. There's so many psukim about Shabbos. You have to see if this is correct. So he suggests the Rishonim say, and the Beis Yosef quotes this in the beginning of Hilchos Shabbos. Miri, I think, quotes the Medrash that says like this, that how is one supposed to observe Oinik Shabbos? How does one enjoy Shabbos? So the Medrash says, if the person is a Talmid Chacham and a whole week long, he's sitting learning based Medrash till 2:30 at night, then on Shabbos he should eat a little bit. He should enjoy himself, sleep a little bit, get some rest, eat a little food. And if a person is a balabas, is working all week long, he never has any ruchnias, on Shabbos you should come to a gemara shiur, come to a drasha, you should have a little bit of Torah. Whatever you do all week long, you should do the reverse on Shabbos. Variety is the spice of life, and that's how you fulfill the mitzvah of Oinik Shabbos, by having a variety. Whatever you do all week long you sit and you study and you learn, so Shabbos you should sleep. All week long you work, so Shabbos you should learn. So that's what he quotes such a word. That whenever it says Teyos, it's talking about Zoch Malach Nasa Dechem, then it's going to say Shabbos Yeh Lachem. The stress and the emphasis on Lachem. You should make sure you eat good meals on Shabbos and you should sleep well. And whenever it says Tasa Malach Techa, Shei Shisham Tasa Malach Techa, it's talking about a person who's Loi Zocha, and it's not Malach Nasa Dechem, he has to do everything on his own, then it's going to say Shabbos Lachem. That on Shabbos he should dedicate his time to Ruchnis. Again, you got to check to see if all the Pesukim are Izgahal. He postulates such a klal. We got to check through. The next pasuk, Losarash, B'chol Mashu Sechem Yom HaShabbos. The Rambam and the whole group of Rishonim followed the Rambam, counted in the Minyan HaMitzvot. The Torah tells us that Binyan HaMikdosh is a mitzvah. Binyan HaMishkan, but Binyan HaMishkan is not Dechah Shabbos. So you don't count that as two mitzvahs. You count as one mitzvah says that they make a Mishkan, Mikdosh, but you don't, and then there's a mitzvah not to violate Chil Shabbos, but there isn't a separate Lay Seser, not to be Mechal Shabbos, even for the purpose of Asiyas HaMishkan. That's a prat. Echot miprotei HaMitzvah of Chil Shabbos. You're not allowed to be Mechal Shabbos. You're not even permitted to do Melach on Shabbos for the sake or for the purpose of Binyan HaMishkan. That's a prat within the dinim. So here also, one would have thought that this is a prat within the dinim. L'sabar reish b'chol ma'ashvaseh m'yayim ha'shabbos. The Gemara says that this is alluding to Mises Bezen. And when Bezen wants to give Sreifa Spaskoyin, Bezen wants to give Sreifa to those who are chayv Sreifa, those who deserve that. Right, he said they're not permitted. The Gemara in Yevamos Daf Vav has a havmin. I would have thought, based on a whole series of kavachoymes, that Mises Bezen is Dechah Shabbos, and Kamashmal on the Pasuk, then it's not Dechah Shabbos. So once the Pasuk tells me it's not Dechah Shabbos, Lo Yisvarej B'chom HaShvetech, so that's a prat of the Prate HaMitzvah of Chil Shabbos. You're not allowed to be Mechal Shabbos, even for the sake of Binyan HaMishkan, and even for the sake of Mises Bezen. So how come nobody counts the one as a Lo Yisesei, that you're not allowed to be Mechal Shabbos for the sake of Binyan HaMishkan, nobody counts that as a separate Mitzvah Lo Yisesei. And all of a sudden here, the Rambam, and many Rishonim following the Rambam count this as a separate mitzvah. You're not permitted to be Mechal Shabbos, even for the sake of Mises Bez. That's the Morgan Avram's Kash, and Shin Lamed Tes. At the end of all the Melachas of Shabbos, Melachas begin around Simen Shin Aleph or something. I think Simen Shin is the Dinah of Malav Malka. First, the Shulchan Aruch takes care of Dinah Erev Shabbos, and Lich Benshin, and Kabbalah Shabbos, and Ma'ariv, and Dabba Madlikin, and Sudas, and Shal Shudis and Kriyas Atayra and Mincha and Sitkos Chatzadik and Malav HaMalka. Then after he finished all the happy parts of Shabbos, that's I think Simon Shin, then Shin Aleph starts all the Malachas. The Malachas are out of order. Like so and Muktzeh and Epis, it's not in a logical order. It's not the way the Rama put everything in order. So then you have all the Malachas. After all the Malachas are all finished, in Shin Lamed Tes, there's miscellaneous Ilchasha. Everything is miscellaneous. The whole of Shabbos is out of order. But the last simon is for sure out of order. Shin Lamed Tes is legamri out of order. So it has miscellaneous dinim. So there's the Morgan Avram there in Shin Lamed Tes, where he asks this kasha on the Rambam. How come the Rambam counts this as a separate mitzvah in the Minyan HaMitzvahs? The Rambam didn't count not to be Mechal Shabbos for the sake of Asiyas HaMishkan as a mitzvah. So why does it count not to be Mechal Shabbos for the sake of Onshin as a mitzvah? So there's the famous comment of the Avnei Nezer. Many Achreim have this as well. Mendel Kasha has a big arichas on this one. Mendel Kasha, many years ago, published a sefer that's called Harama Mahamechilta de Rashbi. How much of an influence the Mechilta de Rav Shimon Bar Yochai had on the Rambam. the two mechiltas. We have the regular mechilta. And then there's another mechilta that we have lost, but the Rishonim quote from it from time to time. The Rambam every so often quotes from the mechilta of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. But this Rambam sheet is based on a mechilta. And then the Avnenezer says the Ramah seems to say this. The Ramah says that you're not permitted to put somebody in Cherem on Shabbos and Yom Tov. You're not permitted to put someone in Cherem on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Why not? It's not nice. Wait till Sunday. He says, no, not nice. The Nisa Deraisa, this Pasik, the Ramah learns that it's a separate Issa, Shalola Hanish B'Shabbos, even if the Yonish doesn't involve an Chil Shabbos. Loisavar Reish goes on Bezen. Mises Bezen, let's say Srefas Baskoin. Who does the Srefas Baskoin? Yad Reidim Tia Bob Rishonim, Yad Kolom Bachreino. The Eidim are going to give the Oynish Mises Bezen. The Bezen doesn't give it. Who's Oivram Losav Arash Bechon Mashasechem? Bezen is Oivram, Shalom Lahanish B'Shabbos. So the Rambam held that this is a separate Easter. Shalom Lahanish B'Shabbos and Aveira on the part of the Bezen. They're not Mechal Shabbos at all. The other guy is doing the Chil Shabbos. So the Torah tells us that that's how the Rambam understood the pasuk, that there's a separate lav, shalom lahanish b'shabbos. And this lav applies even when the oynish is not even going to consist of a malach at all. Rav Soloveitchik even expressed the sofik maybe to force a person to pay knas on Shabbos with the anisa derais. He says to force a person to pay momen on Shabbos, let's say a person is an odom ha-mazik, he's a loive, or he's a gazlon, so he owes momen. The moment is that's not a punishment. That's not a punishment. You can't say shalom lahanish b'shabbos. So the Gemara says in the end of Shabbos that's an issa derabbanan. Piron choyv on Shabbos is prohibited in the rabbanan. Zera shem yichtov. Just like you're not allowed to do mekach hamemkar, you're not permitted to do piron choyv. That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch, that you're not allowed to do pidyon haben on Shabbos. The Rivosh says because pidyon haben is piron choyv, and piron choyv is also, as it says in the end of Masechah Shabbos, because of the zera shem yichtov. But that's only a gzera derabbanan shem yichtov. But on the level of the raisa, there's no avera to force a person to pay if he pays the piron achayv on Shabbos. Rav Soloveitchik was mistupik. Maybe knas is different from moment. Maybe knas constitutes an oynish. The question is, but it's not an oynish aguf. It's not a physical oynish. Like cherem is a curse that the man should drop dead. The Gemara says cherem is nichnas into the ramachi vorm. The word cherem is ches. Reish mem is the same oisius as reish mem ches. That's a Gemara. That's not a balaturim. That's a Gemara in the third parak in Moikot. The Gemara says that a cherem is nichnas into Ramachibam. It's a curse that the person should die. So one could argue the point and say that this Rambam Shita, that the Rishonim, some Rishonim are masking, is only if you give a cherem on the person, if you give an Einish Mitzvah, if you give an Einish Malkus, but if you force the person to take Knas, maybe an achanami, maybe that's an oynish, but maybe it's not an oynish aguf, it's an oynish mammon, so maybe that's not a violation of lois v'areish, maybe it is. That's what our salvation was assuming. Maybe to force a person to pay knas would also be included in the violation of this din. Of lois v'areish, b'chol mashu esteichem b'yayim Hashem. Achreinim ask on the Rambam, isn't there a more of a feirish fakir from the way he learned? That this pasuk lois v'areish, b'chol mashu esteichem, the Rambam whole, is an Isser Shalola Hanish B'Shabbos, even if the Yonish doesn't involve any Chil Shabbos. There's a Gemara Shabbos Daf Kuvav. We discussed it a little bit this year. Gemara Shabbos Daf Kuvav, on Daf Kuv, I think, Hey, on the days, the Mishnah says, call him a Kalkulis Turin. If you do one of the Malachas on Shabbos and an Oifen of Kilko, you're not Chai, because you learn out from the Pasuk, Malachas Mach Shabbos, that's also today says it. It says that they did everything for the Mishkan, all of the Malachas HaMishkan is done Malachas Mashabbos. Because it says that you're not allowed to be Malachas Mashabbos by building a Mishkan, that's how the Rishonim understood the Gemara. It says you're not allowed to do Malachas HaMishkan on Shabbos. Obviously Malachas Shabbos, in order to violate Malachas Shabbos, has to be done in a fashion of Malachas Mashabbos. So that's how we know that there's a requirement for Malachas Mashabbos and Shabbos. The whole Masechta, from the beginning to the end, the Gemara keeps that Bava Kama, and other places also, the Gemara always quotes Malachas Machshavos Atzvot Torah. So the Gemara always mentioned this, Malachas Machshavos. So the Mishnah says, call him a Kalkulim Turim, that's on Kuf Hamid base, because it's a lack of Malachas Machshavos. You learn out a few dinim from Malachas Machshavos. If you Mekalkul, you potter, if you do Malachas Talacha Yad, you potter. The Gemara learns out, the Gemara says in Zvachim, so the famous Gemara in Zvachim, that if you carry on Shabbos, Pachas Mekashir, there's no Issa Deraisa because Malachas Machshavos Asrata. The question whether that only applies to Malachas Haitzah maybe you should apply to all the malachas. Let's say I do a different malacha, pachas nikashir. That's also the Rabbanah, because it's all the shurim on Shabbos are required because malach marshavis, and maybe the Gemara only meant to say it by hoitzor, because hoitzor is a malacha grua. To begin with, hoitzor is a malacha grua. So if you carry pachas nikashir, then it's garua shebi garua. Then it's not even a malacha deraita. But by all the other 38 malachas, maybe there, the shir is like in kolat harakula, shir is halacha moshe mitzina. Unless it is shir, will be a chavti shir as manatera. That's a shayla nachren. There is such a possibility. The Prima Gordon has such a possibility. In the psicha kolalas, when the Gemara says in Zlochem that less than a shir and haitzor is only the Rabbanon, it's not a nisa deraisa because it lacks malach moshev, that Gemara should only be alluding to haitzor, that it shouldn't be referring to the other 38 malachas. Possibility. And then we have the Taisus we discussed at length. Taisus claims that Dovah Sheinim is Kavim L'chol HaDeis by Shabbos is only the Rabbanon because of Alakas Melachos Mashev. Then we had a Gemara increases where the Gemara says that Misasik is Pata by Shabbos. Omar Shmuel, Misasik by Shabbos Pata because Melachos Mashev is Asmater. We say there are two kinds of Misasik according to Taisus, according to Ram. There aren't two kinds of Misasik. We discussed it. All the various dinim that are learned out from Melachos Mashev. So the Mishnah says, call him a kalkulim turim, a kufayim a day. Because you lack malachas mashevas. On the bottom of that omur, the Gemara has a machloike samaroyim. One opinion is, call him a kalkulim turim, kuvavam aralif, on the fourth line, the Gemara says. There is a machloike, call him a kalkulim turim, chutz michoy v'lamavim. There is a machloike samaroyim, maybe there's a machloike satanoyim. But maybe choy v'lamavim should be different. Where are you going to make a taisa? Why should you say that... that Mavir is a Malacha Deraisa, even if you're lacking Malachas Mashavas, there are remnants for that. So the Gemara suggests from this passage that it says, you're not allowed to do Sreifas Bas Koyin, Lo Sbarish, B'chol Mashu Seichem, Yoy Mashavas, that's referring to Sreifas Bas Koyin. See, killing somebody, that's Masakin. That's Makalko. You're killing a person. But you're going to use a dead body. You're not going to use a dead body. Mamish Mekalkal. And nonetheless, the Torah says you're not allowed to do it on Shabbos that it constitutes an Issa Malacha. So you see that Havorah, Lesvarash, you see that Havorah is considered a Malacha, even though it lacks Mesak. That was one time that brings that Raya. So the question is, what's the Raya? If the Achrayim explained that according to the Rambam, there's an Issa or not to be Manish B'Shabbos, even if there's no Malacha involved. So how did the Gemara know that the pshat in the pasuk is that the bezin is not allowed to be manish because there's going to be a malach involved? No, you're not allowed to be manish even to make a chera. There's no malach involved to make a gmar din lemisa as an isa. The Rambam quotes the Yerushalmi, shalor li gmar din, ein donim b'shabbos an isa deraisa. Ein donim din nefashis b'shabbos is an isa deraisa, just to make the gmar din. It's like declaring a cherem, it's like making the gmar din without touching the person. That's what they ask. So they give a teretz. If the pasuk gimel, if this pasuk is coming to teach me that shelo lahanish b'shabbos, that there's a separate isa and not b'manish b'shabbos, even if no malacha is involved at all, but the pasuk is written in the nusach of a malacha, lo sivareish b'chol mashu seichem b'yom hashem. Bezin is not making the fire. Bezin is paskening a gemar din ish ploni apechay misa, and then they tell the eidim yadu eidim tiba rishayna. You make the fire, you melt the lead, you pour the lead down his throat, you kill him. So why is it, so the pasuk describes it, ki'ilu, the malacha of Havorah is relating to the bezin. So enachanami, the din, the new din involved in pasuk gimel is, shalom hanish b'shabbos, but the nusach that it's written in the chumash is, don't give sreifa, the oinish misa of sreifa b'shabbos, bezin should not violate this avera of administering the Einish, supervising, authorizing the Einish Misa Sreifa B'Shabbos, because we'll consider it, because if they do, they'll violate an avera Shalom HaHanish B'Shabbos, and we will consider it as if they did the Chil Shabbos. That's why the Pasuk is written. L'Sevarech B'chol Mashu Seichem is written, Ki'ilu will pin the Malach on them, so to speak. So that's what the Gemara said, just in the style of the Pasuk. The Pasuk sounds like we'll pin the Issa Malacha on the Bezin. What is Malacha? When is Malacha? It's like Mekalkal. So that was the Gemara's Achoche, that Mekalkal Bahavor is Chai. Shvere Teretz. The Pashtus is that Gemara in Shabbat, Daf Kuvav, sounds like it's against the Rambam. The Pashtus and the Gemara is that the Pasuk tells you not to be Mechal Shabbos. That you're not even allowed to be Mechal Shabbos for the sake of his ministry and Mrs. Bez. Not that the Pasuk tells you, Lagamri are different than Shalol Hanish B'Shabbos, even if there's no Chilul Shabbos involved. The Gemara understands that the Pasuk is speaking about a Chilul Shabbos. Okay. You could say. The Gemara Masefa Shvuas learns that from the Pasuk in Vayikra, Nefesh Kisishava Levatik is for sign that Nedarim are only binding if the person pronounces it with his lips. But there's two exceptions to the rule, the Gemara asks. So the one of them is the Trumas HaMishkan. That it says, Kol Nediv Liba Yiviyeho is Trumas Hashem. Nediv Liba, even if it was only Menadek B'Liboi, he's Mechuyev to bring it to the Beis HaMikdash. There's a big discussion of this in Shulchan Aruch. He spoke on different occasions. How much is included in this? Is it only Karbonis, or does it even apply to a Kabbalah's Tainis? Maybe a Tainis is also like a Karbon. Maybe it applies to only Nedri Mitzvah. Did only Nedri Mitzvah Achal Balev? That's what we're Machmer. Did only Nedri Mitzvah Achal Balev? That's what a minig. A minig toiv is based on, is binding, is based on this. Minig toiv is binding mitam neder. We assume in Shulchan Aruch, that's how the Rishonim read the Gemara. The Rambam had a different Shulchan, but that's how the Balei HaTosfos read the Gemara in Nedarim Adav Tes Vav, and that's why it's quoted in the Yerideya. The minig toiv is binding mitam neder. But he never said the neder bepeh. The answer is he doesn't have to. Since it's like Shumas HaMishkan, it's a mitzvah. So all the mitzvah we assume are binding, even though they're only made believe. Describes where they made everything exactly as Moshe Rabbeinu was commanded earlier. It's very difficult why everything is repeated. Such repetition. It seems to be slight discrepancies also between the first description and Shuman Tetzavim by Yaakov Bikuda. There seem to be discrepancies. Rabbi Chil Heller has a long arichas on this to explain why it was changed. That the Tzivi HaMishkan was changed slightly after the Chet HaEgel. And he gives all of the discrepancies and explains every single thing. It's a long, long arichas dvarim. You have to have a lot of gedult to read through. It's a lot of arithmetic. Everything goes with arithmetic calculations, with remazim and reason. Just yesterday we were learning the Gemara about Chibas HaKodesh on Daf Lamed Dalet, on Daf Lamed Hei. I saw several of the Balei HaTosfos comment on the Pasuk in today's Sedra that they made the Ketores Tamim Tohor. How does the Pasuk say? Why? Pasuk Choftes, the last pasuk in chapter 11, Zamayas Hashem and Mishlas Kodesh, the Torah Sastamim Tahor. What does it mean, Torah Sastamim Tahor? That they had to be careful that it should not be Tameh, because it would be Mekabel Tumah. How in the world is it Mekabel Tumah? It's not Adam, it's not Kelim, it's not Ochum, it's not Mashkim. So the answer is Chibas HaKodesh. You see from the Chumash, there's a din deraisa, Chibas HaKodesh. Otherwise, what does it mean? Torah Sastamim Tahor. Tahor, Mechwal Dika Tameh. You see that it's possible that it could be Mekabel Tumah. Because it's lach mishal mizbeach, because it's korb on the mizbeach apnimi, so it's called oichlim. It's a chiddush. That's called oichl. Usually oichl means meichel odom. Meichel behem is not oichl. Only what people would eat. And here, this is called achilas mizbeach. The Gemara Dvachim has that there is such a concept as achilas mizbeach. It's not just a melitza. On the opening Rashi, the Acharonim have a whole discussion. The Rishonim have the discussion, not Acharonim. The Rishonim have the discussion. It says, Vayakal Moshe Rabbeinu started to tell him all the dinim of Asiyas HaMishkan, Mimachros Yom HaKippurim, Kishayored Min HaHor. came down from Har Sinai on Yom Kippur, and the very next day he started telling him the dinim of Asiyas HaMishnah. Rashi at the beginning of Parshas Yisro writes that Yisro sees Moshe Rabbeinu v'yesha Moshe lishpatas ha'om min ha'boiker ad ha'erev. So what day was that? The Rashi writes over there, it was also Mimacharos Yom HaKippur. Vahi Mimacharos v'yesha Moshe lishpatas ha'om Mimacharos what? The next day. The Rashi writes, Mimacharos Yom HaKippur, day after Yom Kippur. How can it be? Rashi quotes both. Maybe it's a machlekes. But Rashi quotes both on Chumash. How can it be? The day after Yom Kippur, Vayesha Moshe Lishpatsam Min HaBoiker Ad HaErev, from the morning to the evening. He was judging the people. So when did he tell them all of Hilchos Shabbos? When did he give the Shir? Ben Gavra LeGavra. He was judging the people all day long, Min HaBoiker Ad HaErev. And here it says that he was teaching all the Lamed Tesovos, Malachas, and all the Toldos, and then he was teaching them all about the Mishkan and all the details of the Mishkan. How did he do both on Machos Yom Kippur? So the Rishonim, the Balei HaTosfos say, before Chatzos and after Chatzos. The first half of the day he was judging the people. The Zman Dezen, that's how it says in the Rambam, that's how it says in the Tosefta and Sanhedrin. The Zman Dezen is only in the morning. And then till Chatzos, and then you eat, then you close up shop, and then you eat your meal. And then in the afternoon he was teaching them Hilchos Shabbos. Hi! But the Pasuk says, Min HaBoiker Ad HaErev. So the Chachamim had a drosh on the Pasuk. He said, that's not true, Min HaBoiker Ad HaErev. It's not to be taken literally. It means, called Dainan, Don Dere Mislamitoi, Malala Kasuv Kil Nasa Shutuv La Kodesh Baruch Hu, Maisa Bereishis, where it says, Vayera Vayboiker, every day. So that's what it means. Moshe Rabbeinu was judging them, and Don Dere Mislamitoi. That's why it says, Min HaBoiker Ad HaErev. But it's not to be taken literally. So the Balei HaTosfos say Behechreach like that. You have to say like that. If you put together the two Rashis, that he only judged the people a half a day, the other half a day he was giving a shir in Hilchos Shabbos, didn't he? Shir and Kotchin. Moed and Kotchin, two shir. Gave one shir in Hilchos Shabbos, Lamed Tesovos, Malachos, but the Toldos and the Chilukim, and Lo Tzivaru Eish, whatever is included there. Then he gave a shir on Asiyas HaMishkan, a half a day. Quarter of a day. So he was only judging the people the morning. So you see that that's what perhaps prompted the Chacham to interpret Min HaBoiker Ad HaErev as a metaphor, that it should not be taken literally.
What do they do with the Lord's goal? I understand why they all get tired, because they're not going to get to the Shabbos Pasuk for weeks and weeks.
All day long. First he's judging the people till Chatzos, then he gives a shir in Hilchos Shabbos, then he gives a shir in Hilchos Kotchim. He's going to be all day. I don't know. The Rishonim have a comment, the Balei HaTosfos have this original comment at the end of the Sedra when it says that Moshe Rabbeinu made the kior with the maros Hatzoris Pesach Oil Moed. The maros were mirrors. Moshe Rabbeinu was hesitant. And Pasuk Ches, and Perek Lamed Ches. The women brought the mirrors. Moshe Rabbeinu was hesitant that they should use the mirrors. The women look in the mirror in order to look good. So the Baruch Shalom said, what's wrong with that? So the women should look good. Baruch Shalom wants that. It's a good thing. There's nothing wrong. Yetzirah. Why is the Yetzirah? It's the Yetzirah. Why is it the Yetzirah? If it's your own wife. So it's Nishkan Yetzirah. So what do they need these mirrors for? Why do they have to make the kiyuv in the mirror? So there is the Rishonim and the Balei HaTosfos, each one quotes from the other one. In a few of the collections of Balei HaTosfos, they say, because when a woman comes to the Mishkan, a Beis HaMikdash, and she brings, she had a baby, so she brings kini or leather. So a woman was a zavah, she has to bring kini zavah. And the din is the kohen has to be makavid l'shmo, so the kohen has to look at her. In order to be makavit l'shmo, no, that's not right. The kohen is going to look at the women, so that's why they had mirrors on the kior. So the woman would be standing there, and then the kohen would look in the mirror. He would see the woman, so he could be makavit l'shmo. So the one who printed one of the collections of the Rishonim, and most of them have no comments on the bottom. Some of them have comments on the bottom. So they point out they never heard of this. In order to shech the korban l'shmo, you have to look at the person in the eyes. And to write a get l'shmo, you have to look at the husband in the eye, and you have to look at the wife in the eye. I know the husband's name is this, and the wife's name is that. I don't know their names. It's an afkamina. I know, here's a person. I this person had a baby, this woman had a baby, she wants to bring a korban. So whoever she is, I'll mark her the korban, the shema. I have to know her name, I have to see her face. Where'd they get this idea from? It's all our faces got this idea. You have to look at the woman in the face. Or see her face, or see her face in the mirror. Strange idea. Chiddush and the Balei HaTosfos. Some Rishonim write that Parshas Torah may be a din d'oraisa, that you have to learn Parshas Torah. He's only going right that it must be a misprint. The Torah says, but there's no reason in the world that Parshas Torah should be d'oraisa. Later, Gedolim point out, Shvet to say that it's a misprint if it appears in so many different Rishonim who are not copying from each other. So many different places, there has to be a misprint crept in. The Sefer made a mistake all over. Which Parshas Zohar, Parshas Parah, he wrote the wrong thing. You have to give up the reason why should Parshas Parah be there, right? So different suggestions I give him. Shvir Sameach says when you the Gemara says in the beginning of Yuma, when you're making a Parah Aduma, part of the ceremony, part of the tekis of making a Parah Aduma is to recite the Parsha. Of Parah Aduma. Just like on Avodas Yom Kippurim, every year part of the Avodas Yom Kippurim consists of Kriyas Parshas Acharei Mos. And the Beis HaMikdash, the Kengadah had a line Parshas Acharei Mos as part of the din. So the Yor Sameach claims that maybe that's pshat in what the Rishonim are talking about, Parshas Parah Deraisa. It doesn't mean by us that we read Parshas Parah every year. No, it means when you have a coin, a Sarefis HaParah, how many Parah Adumas were there in the history of the world? 10? 7? Some Mishnah Mitzvot, how many Parah Adumas there were? So the nine, there's going to be a tenth one, lost 11. So every time you burn a Parah Aduma, so you're supposed to recite the Parsh. That's how the Meshach Chochma suggests. Others give other pshat. The Stipula suggests the pshat that the Parsh's Parah is deraita, the mitzvah bezen lahazir is ta'om. There's a pasuk in Chumash that says, I forgot already the pasuk. The pasuk says, "Mitzvah hamutalat al abezin to warn the people not to enter the Beis Hamikdash in a state of tumah." That's why, in right near the Kais Lamaravi, there's a big sign that was put up by the Rabbanut. It says the Rabbanut says that Jews are not permitted to enter at this point because we're all tumah. So that's a mitzvah deraisa, that the bezin has to warn the people not to enter the Mekamis HaKdoshim in a state of tumah. That's the mitzvah deraisa. So that's what the stipler suggests. Maybe Parshas Parah is deraisa in the sense that it was deraisa, a mitzvah hamutalos al abezin, not that it's a chayvus hayach, a mitzvah hamutalos al abezin, l'hazirus hatzibur, that whenever the tmei meisim, they should become tohor before they enter into the into the mishkan. Because it concludes, v'isha she'it mavlo yischata v'nichas anav sheh mitar chachal. That pasuk chav, that's the ikir, trying to disciple what he suggests. Maybe that's the ikir. Why Parshas Parah should be there, I said pasuk chav. The Torah Tmima writes in his autobiography an interesting comment that the Mogen Avraham in Simen Samach and the Simen of Avraham points out the different kavanas that one is supposed to have in every line in Avarabas. One of the kavanas is that you should have kavana for the sheish zechiras, zechiras maimon hasinan, zechiras chetu egel, and zechiras loshon hara, chet miriam, and so on. So he shows you every line in Avarabas where he's supposed to be mechav. So then the Mogen Avraham asks, he quotes the Yalpi Chimoni. So the Yalpi Chimoni has the same as the Gemara, Megillah, Daf Yudalad, and Aleph. Zohar is Shasalachal Molot, but definitely takes time, Loy Tishkot. The Zohar, Yachal Belay, maybe he wants to fulfill the mitzvah. Of the spirit of Molech by remembering in your mind, Zohar is the pet, that you have to mention it. That you have to learn Zohar, you have to learn Kriyas HaTorah, Parsha Zohar, that's a deraisa. That's the Imam Megillah Daf Yudalad that appears in the Alkut Shemoni as well. Then the Alkut Shemoni has the same style, Drosha, Benegeah too, Chet HaEgel. Zohar is Ashir HaKtav, Tosh HaShem HaKech HaMamid, Babadach, B'tzeitchem in Mitzrayim. So it says the same kind of Zohar is by Amolek, is by Chet HaEgel, that you have to learn with Terech HaKstav. The Ramban in the Sefer HaMitzvahs is Mitzupik, whether this should be counted as one of the mitzvahs in the Minyan HaMitzvahs. Zohar Reis HaShir Tzap, maybe it's only Harua Shor to the Dor HaMidbar, that they should remember Chazei Hashem, that even though they sinned with the Chet Egel, nonetheless Hashem forgave them and he didn't kill them. Or the Ramban suggests, maybe it's a mitzvah l'doris. So the Magen Avraham quotes Yalkut Shemayim, that says the second thought of the Ramban, that it's really a mitzvah l'doris, and it should be fulfilled the same as Parsha Zohar, that you have to lay Mitech HaKsav. So the Magen Avraham asks a question, why don't we have a special Shabbos Parshas Chet Egel, with a special Haftarah, a special S.O.Y. Shabbaton, special things, or special Chet Miriam, is in the middle of the summer all the time, Chet Miriam. Zohar, so how come that's also not a special Shabbos with a special Haftar, with a special everything? So the Magen Avraham says that the Gnusim Shal Yisrael, it's a bizoin for the Tzadikis Miriam, and it's a bizoin for the whole Kol Yisrael. So I must speak that we learn the Parsha, when it comes Parshas HaShavua, we learn Parshas Kisisa. We're speaking, we read about the Chet Ego, so we should have in mind that, that's when the Magen Avraham tells you to look in a certain siman, Ayin Siman Tov Reish Pei Hey, I think, that it says over there that if a person missed Parshas Zohar on the right Shabbos, they should have in mind when they learn Parshas HaShavua, they should have in mind to be Yotzei Parshas Zohar. So the same over here, the Magen Avraham says, we don't want to make a big fuss in a special Kriya with a special Haftarah to be an embarrassment to the whole Jewish people that we sinned with the Chet Egel, and that Miriam sinned with the Lashon Hara that she spoke against Moshe Rabbeinu. So we have in mind, when they read the Parsha Sarego, last Shabbos, the Baal Kor is supposed to have in mind, and the Tzibur is supposed to have in mind that they want to be Yotzei that mitzvah. And the same regarding Chet Miriam. So the Torah Tmimah in his autobiography suggests the following, that the Medrash says, Rashi quotes it from Ramosha Adarshan in Parsha Chukas, but whenever Rashi quotes from Ramosha Adarshan in Bamidbar, that means that it's from the Medrash Rabbah. So the Medrash Rabbah has that. Maybe he wrote the Medrash Rabbah. Not sure who wrote the Medrash Rabbah on the latest form. Bereshis was, I think, written by Amaroyim. The other Medrash Rabbahs were written later. The Rashi quotes this Medrash, Tovo Ha'emet Kaneach Tzoaz Benon. That the whole idea behind the mitzvah paradume is that it should serve as a kapara for the Chet Egel. So maybe that's what the Torah Tmimah suggests. Maybe that's what the Rishonim meant when they wrote that Parshas Parah Deraisa, that the mitzvah Deraisa is to remember the Chet Egel. Why to remember the Chet Egel? To remember that even if everybody sinned, it's possible to do tshuva and to get a kapara. So the way to remember the Chet Egel is not so much by reading the Chet Egel, but by reading Parshas Parah, because the Parshas Parah is the kapara for the Chet Egel. The eagle was a little lamb, which is the blood of the par, of the cow. The cow is the mother. So the mother always has to clean up the mess for the little baby. So that's what the par adum is all about. How exactly is this the kapara for the chet the eagle? What's the connection? What's the relationship? So a lot of Darshanim say the same interpretation. The Beis Halevi has this in the Sefer HaChumash, and others write the same as well. Based on the Ramban HaChumash, what was the Chet Egel all about? That the Jewish people really, they were so backward at that time that they really thought that the Egel HaZov that they had made by hand was a deity that had the powers. So the Ramban HaChumash suggests otherwise. The Gemara sounds like it says that. The Gemara sounds like it says that Kipshuta, that it was simply Avodah Zarah. The Gemara knows that various dinim and hilchos Avodah Zarah from the Chet Egel. El al hafei Yisrael, we say Eliyato, that's an act of Avodah Zarah. The Ramban Eftes understands Al Kipshuta Shamikra differently. That they really wanted to bring down the Shechina, their intentions were noble, but they wanted to do it on their own. They're going to figure out how they're going to do it. So they wanted that this Egel HaZov should be just a representative of the Shechina. Not that that was really God. They didn't think that they just made this Egel HaZov in their jewelry. So how could they possibly be so idiotic, so stupid, so foolish to think that this has a divine power? They wanted the Shechina to be sure on the Egel HaZov. So what's so bad? So that's exactly what the Mishkan was all about. The Baruch Shalom made the Mishkan, and he made Kruvim, and he made all kinds of physical things in the Shechina Shara, the Mishkan. So what's so bad? So he says, Taka, the idea itself is not bad. But the Mishkan had to be Ashik. But Ein Tzol also Kasha Tziva Hashem Es Moshe. How many times? There's 13 times in Tikkudei. 13 times, 14 times. Kasha Tziva Hashem Es Moshe. He says that was the Ikka difference. That they wanted to do on their own. They wanted to make a Mishkan on their own. So they wanted to make an Egel on their own. Their intentions were noble. But when a person wants to do on his own, he uses his own common sense. So common sense can often mislead one. So that was the seriousness of the Aver. And the way that there was a tikkun for the Avera was the Asiyas HaMishkan was taken as the Elab Kudi HaMishkan Mishkan HaEdus. It was taken as an Eidus in Israel that HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgave them for the Chet HaEgel. And also, that was one, the way you're going to have the Ashuas HaShchin is not the way you want it, but the way I want it. And the second part of the Kapora for the Chet HaEgel was with the Mitzvah Paradum, which is a Shir Chok, which is absolutely lamalame hasogas ben yodam, that there's nothing that we can possibly understand. Shlomo HaMelech was such an intelligent person. He was the chacham mikol adam. Still, the pasuk says amarti achkoma, v'im rechoikim imeni, and the midrashim and the gemara assumes in Yuma that that's alluding to the mitzvah paradumi. He thought maybe he'll be able, maybe he'll succeed in understanding what's doing with the paradumi. It's mitamias atahorim and mitamias atahorim and mitaheres atmeim. And he couldn't understand that, and he broke his head, and he still couldn't understand it. So that's the kapora for the Chet HaEgel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us, leave the driving to me. Listen to what I tell you to do. You'll do well, you'll succeed in life if you listen to the mitzvahs I tell you. Don't try to figure it on your own. And that's what many mefarshim point out. The mitzvah paradum is introduced with the pasuk, those chukas ha-Torah shatzil Hashem es Moshe. Why is it the chukas ha-Torah, those chukas ha-Para? Why is it those chukas ha-Torah? In the Rambam it's called, in the Mishnah it's called Maseches Para. In the Rambam it's called Dinei Paraduma. Why is it called those chukas? Call it those chukas ha-Para. So the answer is those chukas ha-Torah. That this chuk of Paraduma not only Lo rak alatzmo balalame, that paraduma is something which is absolutely lemalame hastagas b'neyadna, we don't understand anything about it. But it's megala on all the dinim of the Torah, even the dinim that we think we understand more or less, a good reason for it, it's also really a chok. Kol atarkul is a chok, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is misavir, that we have to do like this and that, that you're not allowed to do this and that, so that's it. Even if we don't understand it, even the things that we think we understand, these are just tame hamitzah. Tame hamitzah means like you have food that gives nourishment. So sometimes you're lucky and the food tastes good also. Sometimes it doesn't taste so good. So the tam is just a flavor. The flavor doesn't really give the nourishment. The mitzvahs, you have mitzvahs and you have tamiya mitzvahs. So the tamiya mitzvah is like the sweet flavor that the food has, but that's not the nourishment. The nourishment from the mitzvahs, the eke nourishment from the mitzvahs is that it's kasha tziva Hashem es Moshe, HaKadosh Baruch Hu es mitzavadi. That's what the word mitzvah means. Today, as a Yiddishism, we say a person did a mitzvah, he did a good deed. He did good deed for the day. That's not what the word mitzvah means. Mitzvah means a commandment, an obligation. You have to do this. It doesn't mean your good deed for the day. You walk, you carry the old lady's packages home, or you held a hand that you shouldn't slip in the snow. You did your mitzvah for the day. That's not a mitzvah. Sometimes a mitzvah means to kill a mole. Sometimes mitzvahs are miserable. Mitzvah means you have to do what you're obligated to do. There are obligations. There is a concept, there is a Jewish concept of Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shamayim, a yoke, an ol. Gemara has a comment in the end of Chulin, Homan Menater Minayim. Where is there a remez in Chumash for Homan? What do you need a remez? There's the whole story in Megillah says. So Gemara says, where is there a remez? Earlier it says, Hamin Oeta Sheik Tzvi Sich Levil Tiyachon Men Acholta. The word Hamin is the same letters as the word Homan. Hot spots by, so why they find a remez in that pasuk? So they quote in the name of the Vilna Gaon, what's the Kavana? Kavana's like this. Why did it bother Haman? It says, everybody was Karei Mishtach Bala Haman, except for one Jew wasn't. Shushan was a big city. Everybody was bowing down to Haman. It's not Meir, they get covered. What does it bother him that there's one Jew, an old Jew with an eye, with a yellow avakantas and a tzitzis hanging out? What does it bother him that the Jew doesn't bow down? What does it bother him? So that's what the Chachamim wanted to know. Where does it come from, such a mentality, that the man has a multi-millionaire, sometimes people are so wealthy and they're so cheap. What do they think they're going to do with all that money? People have so much COVID. and the hungry and thirsty for more kavod. I have so much kavod. What are we going to do with all that kavod? I remember they once honored a person at the Chag HaSmicha a few years ago. So he got up and he said, you know, the Chachamim are Mesak and the Brichas Hanehenen on eating and on drinking, and he always wondered that whenever Mesak and the Brichas Hanehenen on kavod. I enjoy kavod. I enjoy it so much, I wish I could say Bechas Hanehen, and he said, and the reason why I give money to Yeshiva University is because Dr. Leo knows how to give COVID, and thank you very much. That was the whole Russia, COVID, and the man gets so much COVID, but he enjoys more COVID. People have so much money, so that's what the Chachamim wants to know. Chachamim are not telling me, where do you have such a remiz in the Chumash? There's such a psychological phenomenon that a person has so much and he's not satisfied with what he wants. With what he has and he wants more. So the Chachamim brought it in. How many eyes are shared to be sick? When the Rebbeinu Shlom created Gan Eden and he brought Adam Rishon into Gan Eden, he said, you can eat all the fruits from all the trees you can eat. Just one tree in the middle. And that's the one that other Mauritian ate from. He had so many trees that he could eat from, and it probably wasn't the only one. There are different opinions in the Tanoim exactly what the Eitz HaDaas was. One opinion was that it was an Esrik tree. One opinion was that it was a grape tree. Grapes, I understand. Esrogim. So it was so appealing. The Esrogim was so appealing. Different kinds of Esrogim, obviously. That's what the Taimanim say, that the Esrogim that we use are no good because they don't taste good. So why is Automaritian so allured to eat? Obviously it's an Esrog like they use, a sweet Esrog that tastes delicious. Okay. One opinion is that it's a fig tree. What's so alluring about a fig tree? There were other fig trees, things, chita, another shita, chita. So what's so alluring about chita? And it would appear there were others, kayachi, but it wasn't the only one. No, he didn't want to be restrained. He didn't want to be shackled. Even though he had everything in the, he could eat everything in the whole Gan Eden. And he could have had kayotze bezeh, there were other fig trees, and there were other chitim, and there were other esrog trees. No, he wants to have the right to have everything. That's exactly what it means. Kabbalah from Malchus Shammai. Oh, all means a yoke. A person has to restrain himself to be nichna to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to admit and to recognize that he is not the bari, he's not the boss, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the boss. That's what the Ravid writes. The Ravid in the Hagdomah to the Baal HaNefesh, he wrote a Sefer on Hilchos Nida Mikvah, so he writes in the Hagdomah that the purpose of the mitzvahs of Shemitah V'Yovel, stay in the Chumash, that you should realize to Mikol Haaretz. Ki Geirim Etoshavim Atemi Madi, that I, the Rabbanu Shlom, says I'm the boss over the world. You're just the guests here in this world. So the Ravid writes in the Hagdomah to the Baal HaNefesh, this is really the reason for many of the restrictions of the Torah. The dinim of Nidin, the dinim of Cholos Asuras, and Arayas, and Isuridiyah. What's the background of all this? Just chemical arts. You should know that we are not the boss. That the Rebbeinu Shlom is the boss. So that's the people, they don't want to be restricted. The Ummah Soilim, all they have is Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Nai. Not so difficult. The Jews have Taryag Mitzvahs. What's a burden? I can understand it. You want to eat a little trefus once in a while, once in a while, Shabbos once in a while. They claim all they have are seven lousy mitzvahs. And they can't observe the Mishkav Zohar. And they can't observe the Eshetish. Can't observe the Gezel. Everybody's rolling in dough. So many people live. The poor people would steal. I can understand. Poor guy never got Mishkengel. But a lot of people are stealing. They're rich people. What are they stealing for? What do they need it for? That's exactly it. They have so many women in the world. Why do they have to go for men? What do they need Mishkav Zohar for? The answer is there's no such a great Yitzra Tekfa. Taisus has 2 days. Such a great Yitzra Tekfa on the Mishkav Zohar. Taisus has 2 days about it. Pashtus is that not. The answer is the Yitzra Tekfa is they don't want to be restricted. They don't want to be restrained. They don't want to recognize that we are not the boss. It's like they don't want to have any all at all. And that's considered a narrow narrow approach to the world. When a person wants to be restricted and observe the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Naya, when someone is opposed to Mishkav Zohar, when our yeshiva is opposed to Mishkav Zohar, our yeshiva is opposed to Znus, and Livol Peh, that's considered a very restrictive atmosphere. So restrictive. We're considered fundamentalists. You read in the New York Times, why you is a bunch of fundamentalists. That's what they wrote, that this graduate of Yeshiva University who flipped his lid in Eretz Yisrael. He went and he murdered all of those Arabs in Hebron. It was an act representing the education that he had at Yeshiva University. The Orthodox approach, we're all fundamentalists. Look at us, it's hard to believe that the clean-shaven guys in YU are all fundamentalists. Wait a minute. Of course we're fundamentalists, because we believe that there's such a thing as Kabbalah or Malchus Shamayim. There's a yoke, there's a restriction, there are some parameters. You have chira to choose what major you want. You have a little bit chira over here to choose where you want to live, but there's no chira to decide whether you want to observe Mishkav Zohar, no chira whether you want to decide to observe Shabbos, or Kashrus, or Taras HaMishpacha. There are restrictions, so that's considered a very restrictive atmosphere that we have here. So choking. There were people who just felt that they were God. Paro, Rashi quotes Mamish, Paro thought he was God, Nebuchadnezzar thought he was God. There were perfect people in the history of the world. Some people think the Mashiach, and other people are greater. They think that they're greater than Mashiach. They think that they're the Mishaleach. They're the ones who sent Mashiach. They're God Mamish. But this is Mamish HaShigoyim. The Rebbeinu Shlom wants us to lead a life with a Kabbalah Samach HaShemayim, that we should realize that he is the boss. The Rebbeinu Shlom is the boss. And that's the idea of Malchus Shamayim. It's the ikin nekuda. The question is if a person is prepared to be mekabel that all, that he's not the boss, then the rest is easy. The Rebbeinu Shlom is going to give us one restriction, seven restrictions, 613 restrictions. It doesn't matter how many mitzvahs he's going to give you. The main thing is the person has to be mekabel the first step. Is the Rebbeinu Shlom the boss, or are you the boss? But the Ramban quotes that medrash. The Rambam counts as the first mitzvah, the minyan mitzvah, and the Ochi Hashem Elokecha, the mitzvah of Amuna. And the Bahag doesn't count. So the Ramban comes to defend the Bahag. The Ramban himself is masking with the Rambam that Amunah should be counted as the first of the Taryag mitzvahs. But he comes to defend, in the Hasogas to the Sefer Amunah, comes to defend the opinion of the Bahag. So he quotes the Medrash. Oshel v'melech shabol medina, and the people in the community, yes, the Melech, give us laws, guide us, govern our country. So the Melech says, what do you mean I should govern the country? First be mekabel me as the melech. If you'll be mekabel me as your melech, so then whatever I say will be binding. So first they'll mekabel me. So the Ramban says, so too, he quotes the matter, so too the Rebbeinu Shlom first declared Anochi Hashem Elokecha, that's the basis of everything. First you have to recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the boss and we are not the boss. And once you accept the first step, that there is an all, that we are not the bosses in this world, then it's not so difficult to observe all the elements. There are many married women who find it very difficult to cover their hair. Why do you find it so difficult to cover the hair? What's so difficult? Well, the hair is so beautiful. Or other people find other things. It's so difficult to wake up for minyan in the morning on a weekday. What's so difficult to wake up for minyan? Why is it so difficult? There's something. It's not so much the hair or the minyan or whatever. It's not the protein. It's the ikar klal. They don't want to have any. They don't want to be burdened with the yoke. They don't want to be mekabel the premise, the major premise, that the Rebbeinu Shlom is the boss and we are not the boss and we cannot do whatever we want. Once a person is mekabel the major premise, that Anochi Hashem Elokecha, then everything else is not so difficult. Whatever the boss says, look, we're only guests over here. If you're a guest in someone's home, so it's understood, there are herits dictates that you have to follow whatever is expected of you there. When you leave his home, then you'll do whatever you want. Kozman, if you're a guest in his home, so you follow the protocol is that you follow the minhag hamakom. So if we're guests in the Rebbeinu Shlom's world, and he wants us to run things like this and that. He gave Sheva Mitzvahs B'Neinech to the Umas Olam, and he gave us the Taryag Mitzvahs. So it's not that the particular mitzvahs are so difficult to keep. Nothing is so difficult to keep. It's the Kabbalah Samach HaShamayim that's the difficulty. They say from Rabbi Sol Salanta that the Bali Musa say over that sometimes people are so busy being the Kabbalah and Malchus Shemayim, and you say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, so you should have in mind on the Ches in the Kabbalah HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be Mamlach HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the seven heavens and in this world, that's the Ches, and the Dalet is the northeast, southwest, all over. So they say from Rabbi Sol Salanta that many times people are so busy being Mamlach HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the seven heavens and all the spheres and all the atmosphere and the stratosphere and all over the world, northeast, south, they forgot themselves. The Kabbalah HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the boss all over except for on themselves. That's the main thing. Forget about the rest of the world. It doesn't matter so much. We have to be mekabel olmach shemayim on ourselves. So that's the inyan of parah aduma. It says those chukas haTorah. This is the chuk of the whole Torah. That we have to do mitzvahs even if we absolutely don't understand what they mean at all. It seems to be contradictory. It's metamei asatayrim and metahera asatmei. How can there be such a thing? It violates all human logic. But that's it. Baruch Shalom said, you got to do it. You got to do it. We don't ask any kashas, let's say, in chemistry or in physics. There are certain things there are certain reactions that occur in chemistry that if you would try to make logical rules, it wouldn't make any sense. If this is green and this is green, and you mix them together, it turns orange. If this is one color and there's a different color, and you mix it together, it turns a third color, why should it be so? Oh, these are two calm chemicals, mix them together and make an explosion or whatever. So you can't ask Akasha Hamai, that's how the Baruch Hashem created this world. So the same thing in the halacha. You can't ask any Akasha, why is it Mitami HaSatohar? Or Metahere Satome. Kach Gozra Ritzayna Yisbar, the same one who created all of the chemical and the physical rules, gave all of these rules of the Torah, the rules for the Ruchnias. The Chumash has the din, and we learned a little bit this week. There is a din of Tumas Mago, a din of Tumas Mas, and a din of Tumas Ohel. The special din of Tumas Ohel is only by a maid. Hatino Kameis, it says when Miriam was in Tzaras, it says Hatino Kameis, the Mishnah is the right matter, just like a mace is Metami Ba'oil, so for Mitzvah is Metami Ba'oil, a little bit, not 100%, Mitzvah is not Metami Ba'oil, 100%, the same as the mace, 75%, not exactly the same, less than 50%. Gemara and the Mishnah is having Negoim, it's not exactly the same. Some of the dinim of Tumas Mace Ba'oil, I carried over to Mitzorah, and a lot of them are not carried over. But these are the three dinim. Then we learned in the end of the first parak in Zohim, the Gemara comments on the pasuk in the Sedra. If somebody touches a dead body, what does it say? B'chalal cherev. He touches a dead person who was killed by a sword, and what if the person died a natural death? It's the exact same Tumas Meis, whether he touches Chalal Cherev, a dead person who was murdered by the sword, or he touches someone who died a natural death. Why should it make a difference? Igmar says, no. Pasuk means to teach you that Cherev Harek HaCholot, he touches either a dead body, or he touches the sword which killed the person. Since the sword is a Kli Mateches, like the Rishonim, and many Rishonim say, since it's a Kli Mateches, that Kli Mateches touched the maize, so just like the maize is treated like Avi Avoy Satuma, so the Cherub is also treated as an Avi Avoy Satuma. The Torah requires a go to mikveh, and that's the end of the story. And it's not even enough if he waits 7 days. Sometimes you have a person with tumah, a serious degree of tumah, has to wait 7 days, and then he goes to the mikveh. Here it's not even enough to wait 7 days to go to the mikveh. Here he has to wait 7 days, and in the middle of the 7 days, he has to have hazor shlishi shviv from the paraduma water. You have to take a paraduma, shechvit neichach hamikdosh, burn it, and then the yesh is, you take a speck of an yesh from the paraduma, and you mix it into a big container of water. And that water qualified, now it's called Mei Parah, and that water you can use to be Zorek, the Hazor Shlishi Shvi, on the one who's a Tomei Meis. And after he has the Hazor on the third day, the Hazor on the seventh day, then he can be Tovel on the Mikvah on the seventh day and become Tohar. Before the Hazor Shlishi Shvi, it's not going to help if he's going to be Tovel. But after he does the Hazor Shlishi Shvi, then it will be Tovel on the Mikvah. After that, he will become Tohar. Abinatam and Taisus and Megillah points out on the Mishnah Megillah that there are three tefillahs that are required, a minimum of three. Before he gets the Hazor Shlishi, he needs a tefillah in the mikvah. Before he gets the Hazor Shvi, he needs a tefillah in the mikvah. Because the Gemara has in the first parak, in a few places the Gemara has, the first parak in Yom, and other places the Gemara has, Gemiri, we have a tradition, Galeka Hazor Veloy Tefillah. Whenever Hazor is done on the Gufa Adam, either Hazor from Adam or the Korban, or when the Hazor is done from the Paraduma water. Whenever you have a Hazor on the Gufa Adam, Gemiri, we have a tradition, the leka hazor b'loy tefila, the person has to be tevil in the mikveh in advance, that it should be mukshe l'kabel sahazor. So the Tommy. Going to be tovel after the Hazar Shvi, then he will become tohor. There is a major machlokes in the Rishonim in Maseches Nazir regarding Cherev Harei Kecholol. If I touch a maize, then I need Hazar Shlishi Shvi, and then I'm tovel in the mikvah, I become tohor. What if I didn't touch the maize? I touched the Cherev, which touched the maize. I touched the Kli Mateches, which came in contact with the maize. Do you say Cherev Harei Kecholol? His mom is treated like a mace atzmo. So whoever comes in contact with the mace needs hazor shlishi shvi. So whoever comes in contact with a cherev also needs hazor shlishi shvi. So that's what Tosis writes. And on the side of that Tosis in Nazir, Rabbi Kibega tells you to look in the Balamor in Chulin, but the Balamor writes not so. Only the one who touches an actual mace comes in contact with the maga masa oil comes in contact with the actual mace. But if he doesn't come in contact with a mace, just cherev harika cholo. That's a slightly lower level of Tumah, and there would be no requirement for Hazor Shlishi Shvi. Even within Tosis' opinion that you do require Hazor Shlishi Shvi, one who came in contact with the Cherev Harei Kecholol, there are 2 days in Tosis whether a Kohen is Muzer. Is a Kohen forbidden to come in contact with a Cherev Harei Kecholol? A Nozer for sure is not Megaleah. That's the Mishnah in the Gemara, in the middle of Maseches Nozer. A Nazir is only Megaleach, the Rambam describes it in Hilchas Naziris. A Nazir is only, when a Nazir comes in contact with a mace, it says, Uchayomis meisol befekas pisam, bitimi resh nizras, it says, Hayomim harashayim yiplu, all the days of Naziris that he counted are discounted, he has to start counting all over again, he has to bring special korbanis, lemechal alei Naziris tahar. The Nazir told me, when he gets rid of the Tumas mace, after the Hazor Shlishi Shvi, he has to bring special korbanis and has to start counting all over. So the Mishnah gives you a list on Nun Dalet and Aleph. In Nazir, the Mishnah gives you a list of various tumas where the Nazir is not Megaleach. He doesn't bring the Korbanos and he's not Seisar everything from before. Whenever he's a Tommy Mace, the May Tumas Mace are not Oyla for the Melois of Naziris, but it's not always Seisar. It's only Seisar if it's Chiyomis Mace Ola Bethesapism, if he's in contact with Atmashal Mace. So the Mishnah, the way the Gemara interprets the Mishnah Nun Dalet Aleph is referring to a Cherev Harei Kecholol. So the Tosis there on Amud Beis, on Nun Dalet on the Beis, is the Tosis where they say one who comes in contact with a Cherev Harei Kecholol requires Hazor Shlishi Shvi. And Rabbi Kivege quotes the Balamor Chulin and Perek Behemam Kasha, the fourth Perek Chulin where the Balamor disagrees with Tosis. And then Tosis further, that Daf has the famous Machlek Zerabi Natam and the Rabbi Nachaim Kohen, who was a Talmud of the Rabbi Natam. Whether a Kohen is Muzer, and Tumas Cherev Harei Kecholol. Chaim Kohen held that, like it says in the Tosefta, in the Brisa, the Kol Tumas Shein HaNazim Megalech Aleh, Ein HaKohen Muzer Aleh, since it says in the Mishnah that the Tumas Cherev Harei Kecholol, the Nazir is not Megalech because it's not called Atzma Shomei. So the Kohen is not Muzer on that either. And the Rabbi and Tam claim that Tosefta is Mishabeshto. The same place as appears at the beginning of Ksubis. The big quotation is in the Ramban and Baba Basra in the second parak on Daf Chof. Ramban quotes it Barichas. And that's what the Rishonim quote, the letter that the Rabbi Nachaim Cohen sent to the Rabbi Natam. He used to be a Talmud of the Rabbi Natam. And then he moved away. So this they did by correspondence. So he sent him the letter, Eza Baisa Shetivna Li. Ein Baisa Sherein Shammeis. Every house in Europe, there must have been at some time or another, somebody died. And every house has a fork or a knife or a spoon that's made from metal, so it's a Cherev Harei Kecholol. So you're going to say that a Kohen is not allowed to go into a house with a Cherev Harei Kecholol. He quoted these two psukim here. So we assume that Kohanim are permitted to enter into a bias with a Cherev Harei Kecholol. Halacha l'maaseh, we paskin like this. Not like the Rabbi Natan. Rabbi Natan wasn't a Kohen. Chaim Kohen was a Kohen, so he realized that it's impossible to maintain such a shita. So that's what we whenever a person passes a shayla, he has to put himself into that situation. Shayla v'chayla, yoleda, zanida, whatever, kashrus, a chicken, a puppet, whatever. So you have to put yourself into that situation and figure, what would you do if you would be in this case? So you have to look what it says, chumras, kulas, machlekas, whatever, and then take everything into consideration. Rav Chaim Cohen was a kutz. He says, it's impossible. How can you pass him like that? It's impossible. So it was always impossible. It's impossible for any kohen ever to live in any house. Every house has a mace. Now people usually die in hospitals, but years ago everybody died at home. They didn't die. Now it's possible to be machmir like that. Now it's shy that there are homes that that there never was a mace, and there is no chera berikach. But years ago it was impossible. But now everybody wears watches, metal watches. And if one person attends a funeral, he's walking around with his watch. There's a right, a chera berikach. So the kohen can't walk in there. You have big buildings now. All you need is one person is wearing a watch from a funeral. So no kohen can walk into the room. So we pass in the Shulchan Aruch that it's mutra. Based on this, we really should have paskened also that Seif Tumalotzi should be mutter as well. Seif Tumalotzi means when the mace is in a room, when the door is closed, but you plan to open the door and take the mace out. So that has, there's a Tumas mace in the other room, but the mace is not there yet. So that's only called Tumas mace without Atmashal mace. There was also a big machlekes HaRishayim and a big machlekes HaChreinim HaLoch HaLamais, and we really should have paskened Lekulas. Just like we pass in the kula on cherev hareka cholo, that the kind is not loser, so we really should have passed in the kula on seif to malotzis. But there are more paskins l'chumra there. It's a steer in the piskar. There are more paskins l'chumra. So he quotes in the Dark Emotion on the bottom of the tour. A lot of times when you look in Shulchan Aruch, you have steeris, and you can break your head. You won't know how to be miyashiv. It's best always to look in the background. There are more. The Mechaber explains what is talking about based on in the Beis Yosef. The Ramo explains with his psalchim are based on in the Dark Emotion. Sometimes there are chunks missing in the Dark Emotion. Sometimes you have to look in the Dark Emotion Horuch, the original Dark Emotion. Sometimes the printer left out big chunks. Just like in Atesis, and a lot of times there are lines missing. So you have to always look back. Sometimes when it's Megumgum, you have to look back in the Tesis Shams, or the Tesis Rabbeinu Peretz, in the original set of the Bali Atesis, to see what they're talking about. So here the Ramo explains, he quotes from the early Achrenim, they say, Le'olam, it's really the same. Cherev HaRekacholo is really the same as Seif Tumalotzi. So since Halacha L'maaseh, we're Mekel on the Cherev HaRekacholo, so we really should have been Mekel on the Seif Tumalotzi. But the minig always was to be Machmer on the Seif Tumalotzi. So he writes a Loshin, Kedei Shalo L'Shaber Es HaMinig, not to break the minig. That's the Loshin the Ramo quotes, Shalo L'Shaber, like we speak in English. Not to break a minig, that's how they spoke in Yiddish. In Hebrew you don't speak like that, but they wrote in Hebrew in the 1400s. They wrote this in Hebrew the way they spoke Yiddish at that time. So they left it like that with the chumer of Seif Tumalotzi. Even the Mikra Adin, it really should be mut. Rabbi Shem hold like that. Rabbi Natan holds that rice is mishabeshti, but we don't pass like the Rabbi Natan. So by the Seif Tumalotzi, it's been machma like the Rabbi Natan. One of the dinim by Parah Aduma we just had in Psochim, in the second parak in Psochim, just had a Parah Aduma that did malacha is pasul. Parah Aduma negla rufa, they did malacha is pasul. That din doesn't exist by other korbanos. As a din of Balmum is pasul, that din applies by all korbanos. That's the din that doesn't apply to egla rufa. Egla rufa is not a korban. Parah Aduma chatas ksivbe, chatas kai rachmana. Chatas he, says it's like a korban chatas. So Talmud is possible, but also Asaba Malacha possible. So the Gemara gives an example in the second parak himself, and the Gemara quotes a Mishnah of Asaba Malacha, if Olo Aleha Zohar, the Parah is in a Keva. So if a Zohar was Boal, the Parah Duma, so that's considered Asaba Malacha. So Taisis Imsochim is bothered with Akasha. That's the Taisis that we promised to do and we never got around to. We will do it today. Taisis is bothered Akasha, all the Rishonim ask this Kasha. There is a Machlekes Hatanoim in the Mishnah with a Paraduma that's pregnant, a Paramuberis. Is Kasha for Paraduma or Pasul? What's the Machlekes? So the Mefarshim on the Mishnah is the Rash on the Mishnah is that's empiric based Mishnah Aleph and Paraduma. Here the Taisis is Imsochim Chavav and a base. Ableza Machshava Chachamim Paislim. What's the Machlekes whether a Paramuberis is Kasha or Pasul? So the Rash on the Mishnah is Parah says the Machlekes is like this. Rab Lezer goes with Shitas, the Rabbanu goes with Shitas. There is a Machlekes HaTanayim where they hold Uba Yerachima, Uba Lav Yerachima. If you all do Uba Yerachima, so the Uber is Ke'echad Meborehu. If you all do Uba Lav Yerachima, it's like a Poraduma carrying a big valise, carrying a big bundle. So if a person is very fat, so your doctor will tell you you're carrying heavy baggage, extra baggage that you don't need, but that's a valise. But you don't say he's carrying that baggage, that's himself. But the question is, when the woman is pregnant, she's carrying this big thing inside of her, is that Ke'echad Meborehu? Because you say Uba Yerachimoy. But he's saying, no, literally, Uba Lav Yerachimoy, so she's carrying a whole thing. So if you hold Uba Lav Yerachimoy, then the mother is doing Malacha. The Parmu Beres is Oysa Malacha, that she's carrying the Uber. Carrying the Uber literally, carrying an Uber. Carrying usually means pregnant, here it means she's carrying. So Rav Leza goes in Mishitas, Rav Leza holds it, no, the Rash quote somewhere in the Gemara. Rav Leza holds Uba Yerachimoy. So Rav Leza Machsher, that's like a fat person, a fat animal. That's not called also by Malach. And the Chachamim Paislam, because they hold it Uba Lav Yerachimoy. That's how the Rash explains. So the Rash quotes this Kasha of Taisus. Taisus says, but if you have a Paramu Beres, obviously it was all Allah Zachar. It wasn't a miraculous conception. It was all Allah Zachar. So let it be Psula because of all Allah Zachar. That's his kasha. So he quotes the famous teretz from the Rimi Simpont, has a pirush on the Mishnayos. The Rash Mishans quotes the teretz from the Rimi Simpont, the machloikas of Lez and the Rabbanim, where the Paramu Beres is kasha apostle, is not a machloikas on the para. For sure the para is psuba. It's all alel zachar. Machloikas is on the uber. If the uber turns out to be in a keva, is that good or not? And what is that machloikas? It's a good one. The uber is in a keva. What's the problem? No. Because it says v'yikre lecha paraduma, v'yikre means you have to buy it. Special thing, the lekiche. You have to buy it. Machlekes hatanayim, whether you have to buy it from a Jew, you can dabel b'nei Yisrael v'yikre lecha. B'nei Yisrael v'yikre lecha, all of the kucham yikre. Machlekes in the first Mishnah in Parah, I think, one of the early Mishnahs, is it good, is it acceptable if you buy a paraduma for Nagoy? Maybe it's no good. So special thing, the purchasing of the paraduma is the first step in the Seder. It's not stam. I buy a pair of tefillin, that's not the first step in the mitzvah tefillin. First step in the mitzvah tefillin, when you start to put it on. You start the tefillin on. The making of the tefillin and the buying of the tefillin, that's all heksha mitzvah. The putting the hanochas at tefillin, that's the mitzvah. So here, the Tanoim all agree, the purchasing of the paraduma is step number one in Seder Asiyas paraduma. And one Tanoim holds, you have to buy a dafka from a Jew, not from a goy. And then the Tanoim say, we paskin l'alochav, yikre lecha para, has to be a para at the time of kicha, when you buy it. If you buy a little egel, a parah has to have a minimum age. A machlekes hatanaim, what the minimum age is, 2 years or 3 years. There's no maximum. It can be older than two or three, but there's a machlekes hatanaim in the first Mishnah, what the minimum age is. So the Tanaim say in the Mishnah, if you buy an egel at a younger age and it's going to grow into the position of a parah, that's not acceptable, because the lekicha was no good b'shas mais. So although the Mishnah writes that stoma and the Rambam writes that stalocha, so the Rimi Sidpon claims that's the machlekes hatanaim over here. That one time it says, Rav Leza's machshir, if you have a parah muberes, the parah is no good, the uber is good. If it turns out the uber is in a cave, so Rav Leza says it's good even though you bought it in the state of an uber. It wasn't even an eagle, it wasn't even born yet. Rav Leza holds that it's good even though the kicha was in the state of an uber. And the Chachamim say it would be no good not only if you buy it in the state of an uber, even if you buy it in the state of an eagle, it would also be no good. That's how the Rimi Sidpon learns. But the other Rishonim say that that's wild, that that's not the emes of Pshat. The Pshat is the Machlekes of Lezer Nachachamim in the Mishnah. The Perek Beis Mishnah Aleph and Parah is about the Parah Muberes, not about the Uber, Shebimei HaParah. Parah Muberes, the Mishnah doesn't say Uber in the Kevish, Shenolda Miparah, Shalokach. It doesn't say that. So all the Balei HaTaisis learn Machlekes goes on the Parah. So how can it be? No, it's the Chol Alel Zachar. It has to be all Alel Zachar. So Tosfos gives one answer, Tosfos gives a few answers. Tosfos on Chavov and Mebeis gives one answer. If all Alel Zachar by itself, the only time Malacha passes is if it's either also by Malacha or the Malacha is Nasus Me'ala and it's Nichalei to the Balabem. But then Tosfos says it has to be Nichalei the Shas when the Malacha is occurring, just like the Gemara says in Bob Metzia. The kiyuta my mazera yitain yutam dumi the yitain the nichalei. The Gemara says it has to be nichalei b'shas when the water is on the oichel. So to over here ubad dumi the ovad that has to be nichalei if the malacha is not smelah nichalei. Passes only if it's nichalei b'shas the malacha. So Tosfos says hocham askinon she became Uberes, and the Bala Behema wasn't watching. He didn't know what was going on. It's not that he wanted it. After the Behema becomes Uberes, he's very happy. He's going to have another vlog. Very good. Now it's Nichale, but that doesn't passel. It only passels if it's Nichale, Bishas when the Malacha is done. That's the second answer that Tosfos gives. Tosfos gives a first answer that not everybody agrees to that Ol Ala Zohar. There's a Machlekes HaTanaim. So these Tanaim hold that Ol Ala Zohar doesn't pass. They write it at this, they write it on the side of the Rambam. Has a little bit of a comment about this. So the Ravid says, no, we're going with the sheet of the Ol Ala Zohar passels, but he says it depends. Ol Ala Zohar doesn't always passel. It depends. When the Pora wants Tashmish, when the Behema wants Tashmish, then it's not called Osabam Malacha. The Nekeva wants it just as much as the Zohar. But if the Nekeva is not so interested in the Tashmish, only the Zohar wants it, that's called Ol Ala Zohar. That's called Malacha. Then it's called Malacha. So he says, the Machlekes of Lezer Nachachamim is Parim Uberes, that you have to be Choshir. Lezer says that the Zohar, the Par, is going to be a gentleman. He's not going to start up with his girlfriend unless she wants. So if she wants, then it's L'Toybosa L'Hanosa. So that's not called also Malacha. And the Chachamim HaChoshish, the Chachamim say Parim Uberes is Psula because we have to be Choshish. Maybe at some point or another, during all pregnancy, maybe it was Ol Ala Zohar Shaloi Betzayna, maybe she wasn't interested. When she became Uberes, obviously she was interested. She wanted the Tashmish at that time. He didn't attack her. The Zohar didn't attack the Nekev, some the Nekev, but wanted just as much as the Zohar. So the Rabbi said, that's not called also Bomalocha, because she wanted it. And Reb Lezer holds that the whole time, the Behemoths are very nice. They're nicer than the people. The Behemoths don't, the Zacharim don't attack the Nekev, so that's not called Ol Ala Zohar. Only if it was Bal Korcho. And the Chachamim say that she's going to be pregnant for so long a time, you have to be Choshish, that maybe sometime or another the Nekeva was not so interested in the Zohar was Ol Aleha, and that'll be considered a Malacha. He says that's the Machlokes Satana. I remember when I was a Talmid in the Yeshiva, Sir Rav Gerelich learned by the Brisker Rav, so he always used to tell us over on Chumash the comments that they heard from the Brisker Rav. Most of the things that I remember from Rav Gerelich are from the Brisker Rav on Chumash and from the Nefesh HaChaim, not too much on the Gemara. I don't remember too much on the Gemara. I remember what Gemara we learned, but I don't remember too many comments on the Gemara. So I remember in the beginning of Parshas Chukas, he pointed out the Ramban on Chumash has Akasha, that the Nuslach of the Pasuk is that B'Shaloi Allah said, it says, those Chukas HaTorah Shatzil Hashem Leimor, Dabel B'nei Yisrael, V'ikwe Lecha For Adumas. The Ramban Yesu should say Faker, Dabel B'nei Yisrael, Leimor, those Chukas HaTorah Shatzil Hashem, V'ikwe Lecha For Adumas. Why does it say, those Chukas HaTorah, this is the law, colon, Dabel B'nei Yisrael. Should say Faker, Dabel B'nei Yisrael, say the following, those Chukas HaTorah, this is the din, and then say what the din is. So the Ramban asked this Kasha HaChumash on Parshas Chukas. So Rav Dovah LeSoloveitchik suggested the following pshat. There is a Tosefta in Masechus Sanhedrin, which is quoted by the Raman, who is Paraduma, that whenever you make a Paraduma, it has to be done under the supervision and under the Hashgoche of the chief rabbinate, under the Bezna Hagoche, under the Sanhedrin. Makes sense, because it's a mitzvah satzibur. And who's going to take care of Mitzvah Tzivim? The Stam and Bez Nagor. So Rav Dovah LeSoloveitchik says, that's what it means. Zos Chukas HaTorah Shatziva Hashem Leima. This is the din. Colon. Din number one there is Daber al B'nai Yisrael, that you, Moshe Rabbeinu Mokam Ayin Aleph Koid. Moshe Rabbeinu had the status of Sanhedrin Gdoila, that he won the first pair of Sanhedrin. So din number one is Daber al B'nai Yisrael. You have to, it has to be under your auspices or under the auspices of the supervision of some consequence. There's no goal. They can't just do it on their own. So he said that's the reason why the Pasuk base is written out of order. The Pesukim say you need a Kohen to do Por Adumo. And the Mishnah says the Kohen has to wear big dekuna. Even though it's Chutz Lazar. This is all done Chutz Lazar. The whole Asiyah is Apar. It's not done in the Azar. He has to wear big dekuna. So La Halacha, we pass him that you don't need, it says, Elazar HaKohen. Elazar HaKohen was not the Kohen Gadol. So the Gemara has a Machlokes HaTanaim. This one was done by Elazar, and the Doris has to be done by a Kohen Gadol or no? L'doris, it can be done by a Kohen Gadol or a Kohen Hedyot. So that's how the Rambam passes. It can be done L'doris, either Kohen Gadol or Kohen Hedyot. It doesn't make a difference. There's no requirement, just like L'shoa wasn't allowed to be done by Aaron, because Aaron was involved in the Chet Egel, and he's going to be the kafar for the Chet Egel, so he didn't do it. But L'doris, when the Kohen Gadol was not involved in any Chet Egel, so the Paradum can be done either by Kohen Gadol or by Kohen Hedyot. So when the Mishnah says they have to wear big dikunas, so one would have thought, what big dikuna do you wear? If you're a Kohen Gadol, you wear the Shemayim Gadol. If you're a Kohen Hedyot, you wear the Dalad Gadol. So the Mishnah says wrong. The Chiddush Mishnah says wrong. That's when you're doing Avodas HaKarbonos in the Beis HaMikdash. But here it's the Chengatz and Chutz LaMikdash. So the purpose of wearing the big dikuna is not to elevate you to the level of Kedushas Kuna Sheba Mikdash. You're not in the Beis HaMikdash. Even with the big dikuna, it's not going to be Big Day Malayim Kunasim Malayim. You're Chutz LaMikdash. Then Hara Mishkan, Hara Zeisim. Noichach HaMishkan. Noichach HaMikdash. So how do you know bechlal that you need big dikuna? It doesn't say in the Chumash. The Gemara learns it out of Zereshah v'chukah chukah, zos chukah ha-tayra. And then it says in Achri Mois, Mois is zos lachem, how does it say? L'chukah ha-soylam. So just like there, the Kohen wears arboa b'godim when he does the big day lovan avoida. He wears arboa b'godim, so too he has to wear arboa b'godim, whether he's a Kohen Gadol or a Kohen Hedyot, he wears arboa b'godim. So there's a Shvera Rambam that Mishnah Melech points out in Hilchas Porah. When the Rambam quotes this Mishnah, the Rambam sounds like he says that you wear Abba B'Godim like a Kohen Hedyot. You wear Abba B'Godim like a Kohen Hedyot wears. So the Mishnah Melech says that seems to be against the Gemara. Because the Gemara says, how do you know Bechlal that you need Big Dikuna? It's Chutz LaMikdash. Big Dikuna are meaningless here. So the Gemara derives it. It's not based on Big Day Malay and Kunas Malay. It's based on a separate Zereshav Chukah from Yom Kippur. And Yom Kippurim, the Kohen Gadol's Avnet was not the same as the Avnet of the Kohen Hedyot all year long. Avnet of Shal Kohen Gadol had no shatnes on Yom Kippur. The Avnet of the Kohen Hedyot all year long has shatnes. Avnet of Shal Kohen Gadol Lozeil Avnet of Shal Kohen Hedyot. It wasn't the same Avnet. So if the Gemara learns it out of Zereshav from Yom Kippur, what it means is that you don't wear the four big dikuna of the Kohen Hedyot. You wear the four big dikuna of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, the Big Day Lovan. The Big Day Lovan, there are three sets of big dikuna. That's what we pointed out. Rav Shlomo of Vilna's Kasha. In Parshas Tetzaveh, when the Torah lists off the big dikunas, it only has two. It should have listed off 3 years. No. The third set of big dikuna are the big day lovan that the Kohen Gadol wears on Yom Kippur, which does not correspond 100% to the big day lovan, to the big day Kohen Hedyot all year long. And Asiyah Safara has to be done wearing such big bigodim. That's what Mishlam Malach asks. The Rambam, he doesn't know where the Rambam got this from. The Rambam seems to be inaccurate that he wrote that you wear the four begodim like a Kohen Hedyot wears. He tells it would appear from the Gemara that it's not so. He should wear, from the Mishnahs it would appear that he wears the four begodim that a Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur would have worn. There are two big mesichtes. There's Maseches Aholos and Maseches Parah. Deal with all the dinim in these... And these psukim. I remember Rav Soloveitchik's mother passed away, but I had a levaya here in the yeshiva. So Rabbi Soloveitchik spoke at that occasion. Rav Soloveitchik did not speak. The Rav did not speak because his wife was on her deathbed at that time. She died soon after, a few weeks after. So Rav Soloveitchik spoke. So in the middle of his hesped, he told over a story that once a kohen came to ask his father a shaila. Rav Moshe Soloveitchik was asked a shaila, something about Tumas Oihel, some details in Hilchos Tumas Oihel. And Yeridei, there's very little on Tumas Oihel. The little that's there is not written accurately either. There's a machlekes between the Nekudas HaKesef and the Taz about certain details. And you look in the Mefarshim on the Mishnais, they say that they're all off. You gotta look in the Mishnais there. It doesn't help to look in Yeridei. So you gotta know Mishnais the Holos. So he said, Rabbi Antaleshi said he remembered that his mother was sitting in the other room. His mother was a big Melumedes. She used to study Mishnayos a lot. I don't know if she studied Gemara. She used to study Mishnayos and Shulchan Aruch. She used to take Tillim a lot, Davin a lot. So she mishtuf the place, and her husband knew Noshim and Ezekin. She knew Gemara. He didn't learn Mishnayos. That's the bottom line. And the wife studied Mishnayos. So she mishtuf the place in the Mishnayos where that Shiloh appeared exactly. And she walked into the room. She didn't want to tell her husband what it was. She just put the Mishnayos under his nose, and she pointed to the Mishnah, and she walked out. That she passed him the shaila for this kohen. There are a lot of dinim that kohanim have to know. You got to know a lot of mishnayis aholos to know when, for tumas meis purposes, to know when the tumah goes through, when the tumah doesn't. Okay. Special lesson. Why Shabbat this week? Parshas Parah. Next year.
Thank you.